Have been broken. I tell. power. There's authority here. Over every sickness. And over every disease. And over every infirmity. And so I'm going to begin to call out words of knowledge. As the team continues to worship,
we're going to
stay in this place and pray.
He inhabits
the praises of his people. And I'm
going to
begin to call out just a few conditions. And if I could,
можно,
those who are up front,
те, спереди,
just take a few steps back.
Возьмите несколько шагов назад.
And we're just going to start ministering out of the
presence.
And then I've got a message tonight about fanning the flame of revival. No better way to talk about fanning the flame than to get a flame going. Amen. Amen. The first thing the Lord is healing tonight is there someone here tonight? You've got nerve damage in your right leg. It's in the back of your right knee. Almost on the inside of your knee. I want you to come down right now. Come down right now. And it's a woman. There may be a man too, but I felt this simply for a woman. I felt it when I was sitting next to you. And it's right in the inside of the knee. There's also stabbing pain on the outside. Stabbing pain on the outside. Father, right now, and while we're praying for these, let's not become spectators. Come on, we're all in this. Come on, we're all creating an atmosphere. Come on, we're all getting in faith. Let's get hungry. The next word might be your word. The next miracle might be your miracle. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we release the miracle working power of the Holy Ghost in this knee. Now, in Jesus' name. There's also, as soon as I touched mama's knee, I felt a pinprick on my upper lip. Oftentimes this speaks of witchcraft that is coming against the spoken word. So Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we break the power of witchcraft that will try to come against this meeting, that will try to come against the spoken word, that will try to come against the word of faith. So we thank you, God, that just as Jesus did in Matthew 8:16, that with the word he cast out every devil and healed the sick. Tonight we speak to these knees, we speak to these ligaments right now in Jesus' name. Be healed, be recreated. And Mama, let's just go ahead and just start checking out that knee.
Мам, давай будем проверять это колено сейчас.
Go ahead and just put some pressure on it. Wiggle it around.
Чуть давление, да, подвигай.
It's what? It's much better. Something, you felt something leave.
Ты почувствовала, как что-то ушло.
Something left your leg.
Что-то вышло из твоей ноги.
See, that right there tells me it's witchcraft.
It was a curse.
Something left the leg.
Что-то вышло из ноги.
So how many, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much better is it?
10, как, насколько лучше?
8. I was going to say 8. I want 100.
Я
I want 10. Let's pray again. Father, thank you for what you've done in this day. Lord, right now, complete it. In Jesus' name. Complete it right now in Jesus' name. Lord, right now we speak to the ligaments to be recreated right now. And almost that stabbing pain also is leaving. I felt the stabbing pain in my leg. You feel it gone? That stabbing pain left? Is that what left leg? Amen. Come on, let's give the Lord a shout. Check out your legs, buddy. Check out your knees. Yeah, come on. 3 times. Do it 3 times.
Давай 3 раза делай.
How you feel?
Как ты чувствуешь?
It hurts? All right, let's pray again.
Давай еще раз помолимся.
Operation supposed to be sick.
Должна быть операция.
You don't want to have an operation, do you?
Let's pray. Давай помолимся.
Come on, we know the great position. Father, we thank you.
Отец, мы благодарим тебя.
Lord, that you've got new needs.
Господи, ты имеешь новые
колени. In heaven.
На небе.
And Lord, right now we reach out.
Сейчас мы
and grab a hold of a knee for our brother.
И хватаем это новое колено для нашего брата во имя Иисуса.
We release healing. We release miracles in the knee.
Мы
release healing. Miracles in the knee. There's also edema.
Также Дима.
It's swelling in the legs.
У вас опухоль в ноге.
And from like the knees down.
То есть не
Дима. You've got swelling in your calves.
Его не Дима зовут. Это такая проблема, когда вода собирается в ногах.
I want you to come on up. Father, right now we speak to the swelling, the edema,
in the legs,
and in the feet, right now in the name of Jesus. Swelling, go! Go! See, that's the power of the spoken word. See, that's what I'm talking about. Breaking the witchcraft against the spoken word. See, I didn't even have to touch it. We simply speak the word. It's a different realm in here tonight. There's someone here tonight, you've got a pinched nerve in your C3 and C4 vertebrae. And the pinch in the nerve has created a loss of feeling in your right arm and in your right hand. That's you, come on down. There's a pinched nerve in the neck going down. You too, mama, huh? We're just going to get you a whole overhaul. And it's not just in the top of the neck, but it's also going into the shoulder blade area. And it wraps around almost like a ball in the shoulder blade. And then comes down. I felt like it was for a woman, but I didn't know it was for women. But this pinched nerve. This pinched nerve. Sorry, I was watching Andre. The glory missed. But this loss of power, I want you to loss of feeling in the hand. It's made your hand numb.
Это делает так, что ваша рука немая.
I want you to begin to reach out.
Я хочу, чтобы вы протянули сейчас руку.
And there's there are power cables that are hanging in the room.
Есть шнуры силы, которые висят в зале.
Sir, go ahead and stay on up here. We're going to pray for you.
Иди сюда, мы за тебя помолимся также.
Go ahead and reach out and grab a hold of that power cable.
Протяните руки, just by faith right now. Через веру.
With the right hand.
Правой рукой.
Reach out and grab a hold of that power cable.
Протяните за этот провод.
I don't care if you can see it in the natural.
Мне все равно, если вы видите или не видите натурально. Я говорю это там в духе.
We're plugging in right now.
Мы включаемся сейчас.
Lord, right now we speak to these nerves right now to be loose in Jesus' name. We speak to the C3 and the C4 right now for the pain to be relieved now. In Jesus' name.
Во имя Иисуса.
Lord, right now, power! In Jesus' name. Lord, release that power right now. We speak to that nerve. Be loose in Jesus' name. Loose! In Jesus' name. Loose! In Jesus' name! Right there, when I touched her, there's also digestive issues that are being healed right now in the room. As soon as I touched her, I felt like irritable bowel being healed right now. If you've got irritable bowel or any type of intestinal issue, I want you to come up to the right over here. Irritable bowel syndrome, any type of intestinal issue. Crohn's disease. There's somebody here tonight with Crohn's disease. Lord, I'm speaking about Crohn's during worship.
Why
don't you start checking yourself out? What do you feel, Svetlana? check out that arm. Check out that pain. Is it still there?
Боли еще есть? Привет. I can't feel my arm.
You can't feel your arm? That's because you got a hold of that power.
Потому что ты схватил за эту силу.
Squeeze my hand.
А ну, зажми мне руку.
Squeeze it. Full restoration.
Полное восстановление.
Full restoration.
Полное восстановление.
Full restoration.
Полное восстановление.
Full restoration.
Полное восстановление.
power and sweetness. Just let that sweet presence of peace wash every breath now. The anxiety, the worry, the nodding pain, leaves now. In Jesus' name. We want to begin to check these who are getting up.
Я хочу, чтобы проверяли вы, которые
встали. Maybe Elijah, if you could have somebody connect
with them, they're getting up. Может, проверит, как они
чувствуют. Maybe Ali or somebody can do that. How you doing? Right now, I'm just releasing virtue.
Сейчас я высвобождаю.
Virtue.
Хорошее качество.
Virtue. In Jesus' name.
Во имя Иисуса.
We speak to the nerve endings right now.
Мы говорим к нервам сейчас.
To be completely restored.
И полностью восстановились.
We speak for a total miraculous recovery.
Мы говорим чудотворное восстановление.
And when we release that virtue,
когда мы освобождали
эти качества, I felt power go down my back.
Я почувствовал, как сила вошла в мои
спины. And I felt the nerves in my hips.
Я почувствовал нервы у меня.
There are those who are here tonight that have extreme sciatic pain. If that's you, I want you to come up right now. Extreme sciatic pain. Okay. I'll pray for the left. The word was for the right. See, because what happens when we begin to create that realm? Tell the guy in the gray shirt to stay. I want to talk to him.
Я хочу поговорить с мужчиной в серой кофте.
We can begin to contend by faith. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we loose. We loose this arm. We loose this arm. Jesus. Sir, what did you feel when we prayed for you?
Что ты чувствовал, когда мы за тебя молились?
Calves have been swollen big time.
Опухали ноги.
Swollen calves. You're sitting there with swollen calves. You say, God, why can't you heal me? Then we call out swollen calves. When you came up, what did you feel? Electricity go through your body. How
do
you know that's the Holy Spirit? What do you feel in your calves now? Through your whole body, electricity. I think the Lord wants to give you some more. 110 is great, but 220 is better. Galatians 2:20. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. The life which I now live, I live by faith in the one who loved me and gave himself for me. I see the Lord also is beginning to break off an assignment that has come against you. And when I touch your head, that spirit of death, that spirit of suicide that has come against you is going to be loosed from you. Let it come up and let it come out now. In Jesus' name, I cast that devil of death out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we break the power of the spirit of suicide and death. We loose you from its assignment and we release abundant life. Abundant life. Abundant life. Jesus. Everybody pray. Everybody begin to pray. Jesus, thank you. we've been well behaved. We haven't needed a rag all weekend. Yes, ma'am. What do you need the Lord to do for you?
Okay.
Father, healing. Top of the head. It's a sciatic, isn't it? Spasms in the nerves. Also, I'm feeling that there's a young girl here with scoliosis. There's someone here tonight, you've been diagnosed with scoliosis. I feel like you're a young girl. The Lord's going to straighten that back tonight. Numbness in the right leg. That's, yep, I was feeling that. Yeah. Say what I'm going to do. I'm going to step on your right toe. But right now we speak to that nerve right now in the name of Jesus. Be restored. In Jesus' name. Who's the young girl with scoliosis? I feel like you're around 12 years old. Doesn't matter, you've been diagnosed since you're 12. The age 12 has something to do with it. Also, I know we had the word of knowledge about the ligaments in the back of the right knee. But there's somebody here, and you're a man, and it's more of a kneecap
issue.
What I called out for mama was the back of the leg. I'm feeling this on the kneecap. It was either like dislocated or displaced in some way. But I want you to come up right now, and the Lord's going to heal you. And bend over and touch your toes.
Нагнись и коснись своих ног.
Yeah.
Давай.
Do it again.
Еще
раз. More times.
Два раза.
One more time.
Еще раз.
How you feel?
Как ты себя чувствуешь?
Better?
Лучше?
Yeah. You got two? We'll pray for that too right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we speak gifts of healing into this
thing.
Create a miracle in the ligaments
and
in the cartilage. In Jesus' name.
Сейчас.
Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I call the spine into alignment, and I call these knees completely healed. In Jesus' name. Yes, ma'am. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, loose those nerves. Loose those nerves. Yes, ma'am. My feet would hurt wearing those shoes too.
Мне тоже ноги болели, если было на таких каблуках.
Do this. Go ahead and bend over, and I'm going to command healing in your back and down your legs. Be healed now, in Jesus' name. I command that back be whole now. What do you feel? Go ahead, sir. Twisting it around. Yes. Better? Better. Better is good. But whole is best. Well, right now, in Jesus' name, more. 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 Shumba. Yes, sir. Well, hey, guess what? Jesus knows about Russia. Our words can affect Russia. In fact, the stream right now can affect Russia. If you're watching online, Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we speak to Sergi's knee. We speak to his knees right now. In the name of Jesus. And you said, if any two touch and agree on anything, let it be done by our Father in heaven. So Lord, right now we touch and agree. Let it be done. In Jesus' name.
Это будет сделано во имя Иисуса.
We command the crooked places to be made straight. Sir, come here one more time. How are you feeling? You're in a place that everybody loves you. And when I prayed for you, I felt like there was airspace that was being given back. Areas where the enemy has sought to torment and to pull you down and to pull you back into behaviors of the past. When we prayed for you, and that last time, when you went backwards, I saw his hand ripped off of your body. And that area where you feel like you've been twisted, you've been controlled, broken tonight. In the name of Jesus. And you're completely free. In Jesus' name. The glory.
Давайте воздадим Богу славу.
My opening scripture tonight is going to be out of 2 Timothy 1:6.
Будем читать из 2 Тимофея 1:6.
And I think what we should do,
я думаю, что нам нужно делать,
is maybe transition a little bit into the message.
Может перейти чуть-чуть слово.
And if it's okay with you,
если это нормально,
we can minister in the midst of the message.
Можем слушать во время слова.
Is that okay?
Как, хорошо?
Because what I feel tonight,
что я чувствую сегодня,
I feel like several waves,
я чувствую некоторые волны,
of healing,
исцеления,
of miracles,
чудес,
and authority for the casting out of devils.
И также авторитет, власть для изгнания демонов.
Amen.
Аминь.
Amen.
Аминь.
The loosing of oppression.
Освобождение от всего, что давит.
Sometimes we just have stuff that tries to get on us.
Иногда есть вещи, которые хотят
на нас. And we need somebody to step up and say loose.
Нам нужно, чтобы кто-то подошел и сказал свобода.
Amen.
Аминь.
How many of you can feel the different atmosphere that's here tonight?
Кто из вас может чувствовать другую атмосферу?
Full use.
Мы будем использовать
what the Lord is making available
полностью то, что Господь дал нам.
I will tell you this.
Я скажу вам это.
In waiting on the Lord.
Когда я молился Богу.
He gave me 32 words of knowledge.
Он мне дал 32 слова знания.
That we've not yet talked about.
О которых мы еще не говорили.
So at the end.
В конце.
I'm going to call out a number of words of knowledge.
Я буду называть некоторые слова знания.
And we're going to have impartation for everyone.
И мы будем передача для каждого.
For the fire.
Для огня.
Tonight's going to be a night of the fire.
Сегодня это вечер огня.
We're going to rekindle our flame.
Мы сожжем наш огонь.
And then we're going to fan the flame.
Итак, мы будем делать все, чтобы
we're going to be contagious blaze.
И мы будем постоянно гореть.
Amen.
Аминь.
So you don't want to go early.
Вы не хотите пораньше оттуда
уходить. I've talked very little.
Я учил не так много.
So now I'll talk a lot.
Теперь я сейчас буду говорить много.
I'll just talk fast.
Я буду говорить быстро.
Second Timothy.
Второй Тимофей.
Let's thank God for Ina. I love Ina. Let's thank God for Paul.
Давайте поблагодарим Бога
за Павла.
Мы также любим Павла.
Second Timothy.
Второй Тимофей.
1:6-7.
1:6-7.
Paul told Timothy.
Павел сказал Тимофею.
Therefore, I remind you to stir up the gift of God.
По этой причине раздуй пламя твоего дара, который ты получил через Бога.
Through the laying on of my hands.
Через возложение моих рук.
For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. And the next thing I feel like the Lord wants to heal tonight is minds. The Lord wants to bring us back into a sound mind.
Господь хочет вернуть назад нас в благоразумие.
There are those here tonight.
Есть некоторые здесь сегодня.
That have had reports.
Которые получали от врача, что у них проблема шизофрения.
Multiple personality disorders.
У них разные внутри проблемы, нет баланса.
And mental disorders of every kind.
Также проблема с разумом.
Some of you could just be a depression.
У некоторых это просто депрессия.
Not connected to the ring.
Это не соединено, допустим, какой-то болезнью.
But like a senseless heaviness.
Но есть какая-то тяжесть.
That you'll be doing good.
Ты у тебя, допустим, все классно.
And then all of a sudden, it's like you just get heavy.
И внезапно какая-то приходит какая-то тяжесть.
How many of you have felt that?
Кто из вас чувствовал это такое?
We're getting ready to pray for that.
Мы готовимся
молиться. I'm going to give one more verse.
Еще один стих.
And there's going to be an authority here to knock that off of you.
Авторитет здесь, чтобы снять это с вас.
And I saw it as a mockingbird.
Я видел это как птицу.
Perched on your shoulder.
Которая сидит на плече.
Mocking and accusing you.
Она смеется и обвиняет.
Telling you lies.
Говорит тебе обман.
Trying to bring you into a place of fear and intimidation.
Привести тебя в такое состояние, где ты будешь бояться.
But God has not given us a spirit of fear.
Но Бог не дал нам дух страха.
And if God has not given it to us,
если Бог не дал это нам,
we don't have to receive it.
Нам не нужно принимать это.
God has given us a spirit of power,
дух силы,
and of love,
любви,
and a sound mind.
И благоразумие.
2 Timothy 1:6-7 in the Amplified.
2 Тимофей, это в обширной американской Библии.
Paul said, "That is why I would remind you."
Павел говорит, поэтому я напоминаю тебе.
To stir up,
чтобы ты раздувал.
Rekindle the embers of.
Зажигал.
Fan the flame of.
Пламя.
And keep burning
the
gracious gift of God.
The inner fire that's
in you by the means of the laying on of my
hands
and with the elders of the ordination. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, of cowardice, of cringing and fawning fear, but He has given us a spirit of power and of love,
любви,
and of calm,
и спокойного,
and well-balanced mind,
и хорошо сбалансированного разума,
and discipline,
и дисциплина,
and self-control,
и контроль самого себя.
See, Paul had to remind Timothy.
Павел он напоминал Тимофею,
because Timothy forgot.
Потому что Тимофей забыл.
Sometimes we forget.
Иногда мы забываем.
The Lord comes and stirs us up.
Господь приходит и
напоминает
нам, и мы тогда не забываем.
So if you've been battling any of those attacks against your mind,
если у вас были какие-то атаки против вашего разума,
I want you to arise quickly and advance quickly.
Я хочу, чтобы вы быстренько встали и вышли сюда.
And we're going to break those off of you.
Мы помолимся, сломаем это с вас.
A lot of these have been generational.
Многое из этих вещей это из поколения.
And I felt especially down
наследственное,
the maternal bloodline.
Особенно это идет через сторону вашей матери.
Especially down the maternal bloodline.
Особенно по женской стороне, нет, это через матери.
How many of you have had family members that have been battling these same tendencies?
Кого-то в семье, который имеет также эти проблемы.
Some of you, it was mama.
Некоторые из вас это
мама. We're gonna break it off.
Мама, и мы будем сломывать это.
And here's what I want you to do.
Вот что я хочу, чтобы вы
сделали. Everybody step on the line.
Встаньте здесь на линию.
Jesus.
Сус.
Jesus. David said.
Давид сказал.
In Psalm 24.
Псалом 24.
Lift up your head.
Подними свою голову.
O you gates.
Врата.
And be lifted up, you everlasting doors, that the King of Glory would come in. And I want everyone here to lift up your head toward heaven. Open up your mouth and take a deep breath. Because as we lift up our heads, we will be lifted up, lifted up, lifted up, lifted up, lifted up, lifted up, lifted up. Lift it up!
Поднятый.
Lift it up. Lift it up, 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 and away. Lift it up, 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 up. The Lord is literally lifting up and moving you away. There's a place where your feet have been planted, and almost like a soil of discouragement. And I saw the Lord literally plucking you up and putting you in a new place. But right now, there's some joy coming on you. There's some joy coming on you. Really. Go ahead and just enjoy the Lord for a minute. Let it build up. Let it bubble up. Because He's given us the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. It said that because you hated wickedness and loved righteousness, therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness. So Lord, we say the oil of gladness will come to this house. Oil of gladness. Gladness. Oil. Oil of joy.
Или радость.
Jesus, rest in that joy.
Просто находитесь, отдыхайте в этой радости.
Be lifted up. Be lifted up. Just had to let some air out.
Нужно выпустить чуть-чуть воздуха.
Got to let some air out. There you go. It feels better though, doesn't it? All of a sudden, did you feel like a pressure just leave your head when I did
that?
Did you feel that pressure just leave your head? It was almost like a balloon that was swelling. Let's try it again. Yes, God. Thank you for Nelly. If everything we did made sense, any smart guy could do it. Remember, he rode into town on a donkey.
Он приехал в город на осле.
Yeah. Lord, I thank you for the oil.
Господи, благодарю тебя за
елей. Or the oil of joy right now.
За елей радости.
Yeah. There it is. Let it come. There's like a canopy like right now that's just like almost like a shaft of light that's coming down over you. Bringing refreshing and restoration. We do. We break off every bad report of mental illness, of chemical imbalance. Lord, right now I speak over my brother. God has not given you a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. What do you feel right now?
Peace.
That's good. Jesus said, the peace that I give to you is not a peace this world can take away.
It's not a peace this world can give.
Amen. And right now, I just want to put a cap on your mind. That peace is here to stay. Lord, I thank you for my brother. I thank you for the season of destiny he's stepping into. Or that the peace of God would guard his heart and his mind. Is Nelly misbehaving? I started it, so it's okay.
either regulating of every chemical, a regulating within the blood,
восстановление в крови и в мозгах.
Regulating. Regulator. Mount up. Jesus. The word rekindle. The word rekindle.
Слово, чтобы зажечь.
Means to relight.
Это значит зажечь заново.
Revive.
Привести назад чувства.
Or renew.
Или возобновить.
See, Paul had to tell Timothy.
Павел говорил Тимофею.
Rekindle yourself.
Зажги себя заново.
Relight yourself.
Зажги себя опять.
Revive yourself.
Пробуди себя.
Renew yourself.
Возобнови себя.
By stirring up.
Когда ты будешь.
The gift of God that is inside of you.
Работать с этими дарами, которые Бог вложил в тебя.
And tonight.
И сегодня вечером.
Is a night.
Это вечер.
Of stirring up.
Где мы
what God has given to us.
Развивать эти, то, что Бог дал нам.
And I want to give you four keys.
Я хочу дать вам четыре ключа.
Of how to fan your flame.
Как раздувать пламя.
And I remember the Lord spoke this to me.
Я помню, Господь сказал
мне это. In December of 2010.
В декабре 2010 года.
And I shared this here before.
И я говорил это здесь раньше.
And when the Lord started speaking to me about it tonight.
Когда Господь начал говорить.
I said, God, I've done that.
Я говорю, Бог, я уже так говорил.
I got the transformation media set.
У меня есть даже эти диски с центром.
He said, I don't care.
Он говорит, мне все равно.
I'm ready to fan the flames again.
Я готовлюсь раздувать это пламя опять.
Okay, Holy Ghost.
Хорошо, Святой Дух.
Let's do it.
Давай будем это делать.
Amen.
Аминь.
Now before we get into these four areas,
перед тем как мы войдем в
these four questions,
эти четыре вопроса,
I want to encourage you in four ways.
Я хочу ободрить вас.
To how to rekindle,
как заново,
and relight yourself.
Зажечь себя.
Number one is prayer.
Номер один это молитва.
Being a people of prayer.
Это быть народом молитвы.
A people of His presence.
Люди Его присутствия.
A people of His word.
Народ Его слова.
A people of fellowship.
Народ, который имеет отношения.
I love.
Я люблю.
The fellowship at Transformation Center.
Отношения здесь в центре трансформации.
I love the way we live life in community.
Я люблю видеть, как мы живем все вместе.
Even if it is just sitting around a table and everybody having their iPhone.
Это даже если все сидят за столом и все.
At least we're together.
Айфоны, хотя бы мы вместе.
We may all be on Instagram.
Может, мы все
liking the same pictures,
нам нравятся те самые картинки, но хотя мы делаем это все вместе, так, аминь.
And four,
четыре,
ministering to others.
Служить другим.
You want to know how to get more?
Вы хотите знать, как получить
give
больше?
Away what you got.
Отдайте то, что вы имеете.
Andre talked about it in the receiving of the offering this morning.
Андрей говорил об этом.
It says that if we want to be blessed bountifully,
если мы хотим быть благословенными,
we must sow bountifully.
Нам нужно сеять.
If we want to receive in abundance,
если мы хотим принять,
we have to give in abundance.
Нам нужно давать много.
So if we want to see a continual brightening of our flame,
если мы хотим видеть, чтобы наш огонь постоянно возгорал,
we must continually give away the fire that we've been given.
Нам нужно постоянно давать тот огонь, который нам дался.
Amen. How many of you know you've got a fire?
Кто из вас знает, у вас есть огонь, да?
Have you ever heard of this song, This Little Light of Mine?
Вы слышали эту песню, этот
маленький свет? I'm going to let it shine.
Я позволю ему сиять.
Never again.
Больше как-нибудь.
From now on,
сейчас,
this big old flame of mine.
Это будет большой огонь.
See, I like the message.
Видите, мне нравится слово это.
Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine.
Куда бы я ни шел, я позволю ему сиять.
But we've got to break the perspective.
Но нам нужно сломать эту
перспективу. That our light is little.
Что наш свет, он маленький.
You've been given the greatest light.
Вам дан самый большой свет.
And His name is Jesus.
Его зовут Иисус.
He is the greatest light this world has ever known. And he's chosen to take up his residence in you. And in me. Long before the Energizer Bunny.
Даже перед тем, как был этот в рекламе батареек.
Jesus began to power our life. That doesn't translate well, huh? Remember Energizer Bunny?
Кто вспомнит этого зайца? С
барабаном. He keeps going and going and going.
Рекламирует. Идет и идет и идет.
It's like Jesus. He just keeps going and going and going. He doesn't quit.
Он не останавливается.
He just keeps rolling through.
Он проходит дальше.
And there's something about seeing Him released in us tonight.
Есть что-то, когда Он освобождает в нас.
Allowing Him to snap us, just like that Energizer Bunny bangs that drum.
Это даже как тот заяц с барабанами.
Some of us need to just be smacked real good.
Некоторых из нас просто нужно так ударить.
And woken up.
И чтобы мы пробудились.
To walk to the beat of a different drum.
Чтобы ходить под ритм другого барабана.
Amen.
Аминь.
I don't think I've ever used that analogy before.
Я не думаю, что я когда использовал этот пример.
God forgive me.
Бог, прости меня.
Want to talk quickly about four questions?
Быстренько поговорим о четыре вопроса.
When the Lord asked me about fanning my flame?
Когда Господь говорил со мной.
And then we're going to move into a time of ministry.
Разжигание моего пламени. Потом будем говорить.
I'm going to pray for the rest of these conditions very quickly.
Остальные вот эти болезни.
And anyone else who is sick in the building?
Кого-то, если кто-то еще больной в здании.
And we have an impartation.
У нас будет передача.
For the fire.
Для огня.
Amen.
Аминь.
The first question the Lord asked me.
Первый вопрос Господь спросил меня.
We're talking about fanning my flame.
Мы говорим о том, как развивать пламя.
Because revival is not about going to a place.
Потому что пробуждение не то, что нужно идти в какое-то место.
Where the fire is.
Где есть огонь.
Revival is personal.
Пробуждение это что-то персональное.
It has to start with your own flame.
Это должно начаться с твоего огня.
And we each have been given a stewardship.
И каждому из нас
of the gift
дан дар
and the grace
и благодать
that has been given to us.
Нам она дана.
And then when we come together in these types of settings,
и когда мы собираемся вот так
вместе, so that all of our lights can come together,
это чтобы все наши светильники,
and create an even bigger blaze.
И сотворил еще even больше костер. Аминь.
So what's in your heart?
Что в твоем сердце?
Proverbs 4:20-23.
The writer says,
тот, который написал это, сказал: My son, give attention to my words.
Следи за моими словами.
Incline your ear to my sayings.
Слушай то, что я говорю.
Do not let them depart from your eyes.
Пускай не отходят эти слова твоих глаз.
In the midst of your heart.
Храни в середине своего сердца.
Keep what?
Держать что?
The word in the midst of our heart.
Слово посреди нашего сердца.
For they are life to those who find them.
Потому что это жизнь для тех, которые находят их.
And health to all their flesh.
И здоровье для ихней плоти.
Keep your heart.
Держись, храни свое
with
сердце.
With all diligence.
Следи за ним.
For out of it springs.
И потому что из него.
The issue of life.
Выходит жизнь.
And see, we've got to guard our heart.
Нам нужно охранять наше сердце.
Because there are continually.
Потому что постоянно.
Snares.
Приходят
and tears,
атаки или
and lies
кто хочет
of the enemy,
загрязнить и обман врага хочет потушить наш свет.
To come in and place a basket
прийти и накрыть какой-то кошелкой
over our light.
На наш свет.
Do you know in Matthew 5,
вы знаете, Матфея 5,
when it talks about no one lights a light,
когда говорится, никто не зажигает,
and puts it under a basket,
свечку и ставит ее под сосуд,
the root word there for basket,
слово, допустим, сосуд,
is wicker,
корзина,
and it's where we get the word Wicca for the occult.
Это то слово, откуда мы берем слово Wicca.
And what it's saying there
что здесь говорится?
Is Jesus saying, no one takes the light that I'm giving to them.
Иисус говорит, никто не берет свет, который я им
дал. And allows a basket of witchcraft
и позволит, чтобы покрыло их колдовство.
Sometimes
иногда
we just have to lay aside
нам нужно отложить
what the enemy would try to place over us
то, что враг хочет наложить на нас,
and not let him snuff it out.
И не позволить ему затушить
это. But guard our heart
но хранить наше
with
сердце
all diligence.
Всем, что мы есть.
You know how you guard your heart?
Вы знаете, как вы охраняете свое сердце?
Not like this.
Не вот так.
Not like this.
Не вот так.
Not even like this.
И даже не так.
It's by keeping a steady flow of the love of God
coming into your heart
and coming out of your heart.
In
Romans 5:5 says that hope does not disappoint because the love of God is being poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. In 1 John 3, Jesus is talking, or excuse me, John is talking about how to live a life free of condemnation. And this is what he says. He says, when you see your brother in need, do not shut up your heart toward them. And allow your heart to be open.
Но позволь открыться твоему сердцу.
So the love of God that's in you
Богу, тебе,
can come out like a river
могла выйти как река,
and meet the needs in their life.
И ответила нужду в их жизни.
And then he says in verse 20,
и 20-м стихом,
if your heart condemns you,
он говорит, если твое сердце
how much greater
тебя,
is God
как насчет Бога,
who knows all things?
Который знает все.
And what John is saying there
говорит,
is if we keep our heart open to the love of God
если у нас будет сердце открыто,
and we
Бога,
keep our heart open to love people,
и также у нас сердце открыто любить людей,
we live a life free of condemnation. How many of you want that? Amen. We let it come in and we let it come out. If Jesus had to reply, it is written when he was tempted, How many of you remember in Luke chapter 4, when the devil came and tried to discredit Jesus for his ministry, Jesus responded, it is written. He had to come back to the word that he had hidden in his heart. Proverbs
23:7
притча 23:7 says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Who are you? You can find out by looking in your heart. And that's why it's so important what's in your heart. Psalm 119:9-11. David said, how can a young man keep his way clean?
He
said, by taking heed according to your word. He said, I've hidden your word in my heart that I would not sin against you. Then in Romans 14:23, Paul said, whatever is not from faith
is sin.
And David was speaking that when he faced Goliath, when he faced the giant, when he faced opposition that was trying to intimidate him and cause him to fear, he did not have a place in him for that fear to fall because of the way that the word had preserved his heart.
Amen.
One more verse. Turn with me to Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. But you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you'll have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. It was the meditation on the word, which is the pondering of the word in our heart, chewing of the word, and the speaking of the word, which brings us on to the next question. What's in your mouth? What's in your heart? What's in your mouth? God told Joshua how to be prosperous and successful. How many of you want to be prosperous and successful? Meditate in the book of the law. Do not let this word depart from your mouth. But whatever you do, wherever you go, allow the word of God to come up and be your source. Be strong. Be very courageous. Proverbs 18:21 says, life and death are in the power of the tongue. The word power there in the Hebrew means direction. And if our tongue is continually pointed toward death, and what's wrong with people, and with our situation, and with others, it's hard to make that turn and speak life. We need to begin to train our tongue to stay in the way of life. No matter what you see going on around you, no matter how crazy they get, you speak life. No matter how much they try to kill themselves, you say, Jesus is going to raise them up. It's going to work out. Come on, he is still on the throne. He holds the hearts of kings in his hands. And he turns them whichever way he wishes, just like the river. What's in your heart? What's in your mouth? Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I hold heaven and earth as a witness against you. Both are looking to present evidence from the heavens and from the earth based on what you say.
Из-за того, что ты скажешь.
It says blessing or curses.
Сказано благословение или проклятие, жизнь или смерть.
And then he says you choose.
Он потом говорит, ты выбирай.
Choose life.
Выбирай жизнь.
Our life is always indicative of the words we speak.
отталкивается от тех слов, которые он говорит. Римлянам 10:8 Павел говорит,
the word of faith is near you.
Слово веры рядом с вами.
How many of you want the word of faith?
Кто из вас хочет слово веры?
It's near you.
Очень близко к
вам. It's so near you.
Так близко.
It's in your heart.
Это в твоем сердце.
And in your mouth.
И также в твоих устах.
It's the connection between the two.
Это соединение между двумя.
Romans 10:17
Римлянам 10:17
Says faith comes by hearing.
Сказано, вера от слышания.
And by hearing the word of God.
Слышать слово Бога.
And yes, there's a certain level of impartation that comes in sitting in a meeting like this, where the Word of God is being preached under the anointing of the Holy Spirit. But let me tell you, Paul was not looking to sell tapes when he wrote that.
Не думал продавать свои кассеты, когда
he didn't have any media sets on his table.
У него не было дисков, которые он продавал.
He was telling people,
он говорил людям,
faith comes to you when you hear the word himself.
Когда вы слышите слово самого слова. Аминь.
And when we give His Word a voice, Psalm 103:20 tells us there's an angelic assignment that is released to accomplish the Word that we have given a voice to.
Слово исполнит то слово, которому мы дали голос.
Amen.
Аминь.
Third.
Третье.
What's in your hand?
Что в твоей руке?
Turn with me to Exodus 14.
Давайте откроем Исход 14.
I love this story.
Я люблю эту историю.
Exodus 14.
Исход 14.
This is the story of Moses.
Это история Моисея.
At the Red Sea.
У Красного моря.
It's fitting.
Это подходит.
That we talked about the budding of Aaron's rod.
Потому что мы говорили насчет, когда расцвел посох Аарона.
And here Moses is standing.
И вот здесь стоит Моисей.
With a rod in his hand.
У него жезл также в руке.
In verse 13.
13 стих.
Moses said to the people.
Моисей ответил народу.
Do not be afraid.
Не бойтесь.
Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Твердо вы увидите, как Господь спасет.
Which He will accomplish for you today.
Он спасет вас сегодня.
For the Egyptians whom you see today,
египтян, которых вы видите сейчас,
you shall see again,
вы не увидите,
no more,
больше никогда,
forever,
никогда.
The Lord will fight for you,
Господь будет сражаться за вас,
and you shall hold your peace.
Будьте спокойны.
In other words, he said, you will quit talking fear. And God will fight for you.
Он говорит, вы перестанете говорить страх, и Бог будет бороться за вас.
But the way that God fought for them was a little differently than what Moses thought it would be.
Это выглядело чуть иначе, чем там,
как думал Моисей.
Был переход,
that Moses stepped into.
В который Моисей вступил.
There was a time in his life,
было время в его жизни,
and in the life of Israel,
и в жизни Израиля,
when they could cry out to God and ask for help,
когда они могли вопить Господу, просить
and God would help.
И Бог помогал.
How many of you know with your children?
Знает, с вашими детьми,
when they're little,
когда они маленькие,
you have to do everything for them.
Вам нужно делать все для них.
But the bigger they get,
чем старше они становятся,
the more they can do for themselves,
больше они могут делать для себя.
Because of the life that you've lived with them.
Из-за той жизни, которую ты жил вместе с ними.
And this is what the Lord said to Moses.
Это то, что Господь сказал Моисею.
He says, "Why do you cry to me?"
Зачем ты взываешь ко мне?
Tell the children of Israel to go forward.
Вели израильтянам идти вперед.
Moses is thinking.
Моисей думает,
how are we going to go forward?
А как мы пойдем вперед?
God, in case you didn't notice,
Бог, если ты даже не заметил,
there's a big old river in front of us.
Большая-большая река перед
нами. We have nowhere to go.
Нам некуда идти.
Sometimes you just got to take a step.
Иногда просто нужно взять шаг.
Before a door will open.
Вперед, перед тем, как откроется дверь.
You just got to take a step in faith.
Нужно идти вперед в вере.
Believing that if you move forward,
верить, если ты подвинешься вперед,
God will respond to your faith.
Бог ответит на твою веру.
And He'll begin to open up some doors.
И начнет открывать некоторые двери.
I mean, in Hebrews 11:6,
кто из вас знает Евреям 11:6, сказано, что без веры
it's impossible to please God.
Богу невозможно угодить.
But He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him.
Но Он дает награду тем, которые ищут Его.
You guys remember Indiana Jones?
Вы помните Индиану Джонс?
He would just pick his foot up and get ready to put it down, not knowing where it was going to land.
И не знал, куда оно вообще приземлится.
Sometimes that's what faith looks like.
Иногда вот так выглядит вера.
People say, "Where are you going?"
Он скажет, куда ты идешь?
I don't know exactly.
Я не знаю точно.
But I know we're going forward.
Но я знаю, что мы идем вперед.
I don't know where we're going to end up.
Я не знаю, где мы окажемся.
But we're not going to stay where we are.
Но мы не останемся там, где мы
на данный
момент.
I don't know where we're going.
Я не знаю, куда мы идем.
But we're going forward.
Но мы идем вперед.
We're going in the direction of life.
Мы идем направление жизни.
We're not going in the direction of death.
Мы не идем направление.
We're not going in the direction of doubt.
Мы идем направление.
We're not going in the direction of unbelief.
Или в неверие.
We're not going in the place of I wonder what will happen if.
Мы не идем в ту сторону, где мы не знаем, что будет происходить.
We're placing the word of God in our heart.
Или как оно происходит? Мы вложим слово Бога в наше сердце. Свет Бога и жизнь Бога в наших устах. И начинаем брать шаги веры, верить, что Бог сделает, проложит путь.
In Acts 12.
Деянием 12.
When Peter was in prison.
Когда Петр был в темнице.
Chained between two guards.
Он был привязан между двумя солдатами.
Said an angel came into the prison.
Сказано, что ангел пришел в темницу.
Struck him on the hip.
Ударил его по бедру.
Said, wake up.
Сказал, проснись.
Get up quickly.
Вставай быстро.
When he got up,
когда он встал,
the chains fell off.
Упали эти цепи.
What if Peter hadn't got up?
А что если Петр не встал?
Chains would not have fallen off.
Эти цепи не упали.
Sometimes you just gotta get up.
Иногда просто надо встать.
Dust yourself off.
Обтрусить себя.
And start moving.
И вставать и идти дальше.
He started walking out.
Когда он начал выходить,
it said the doors opened on their own accord.
Сказано, что двери открылись сами.
He didn't have to go to the door and.
Ему нужно было идти, ему не нужно было идти к дверям.
And ask for somebody to let him out.
И просить, чтобы кто-то выпустил.
He didn't have to look for a special key.
Ему не нужно было искать какой-то особенный ключ.
He simply began to move forward.
Он просто начал двигаться вперед.
And the doors that held him back.
И двери, которые держали его,
were opened up to him.
Открылись для него.
They said the doors were opened up on their own accord.
Сказано, что двери открылись сами.
The door had a choice.
Дверь имела выбор.
And Peter caused that door to choose to open.
И Петр сделал так, что эта дверь выбрала правильный выбор и открыла дверь.
Right,
кто из вас стоит перед какими-то дверями сейчас?
Going,
я говорю, Бог, как сделать так, чтобы эта дверь открылась? Чтобы эта дверь финансов, допустим, или дверь благословения, благоволения или восстановления, дверь возможностей, дверь бизнеса, чтобы она открылась. Я скажу как. Идите вперед. Начинай двигаться вперед.
So as he told them to go forward,
и когда он им сказал идти вперед,
he said, lift up your rod,
он сказал, подними посох,
and stretch out your hand,
простри руку
over the sea and
над морем,
and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground.
И оно разделится, тогда израильтяне смогут пройти через море, как по суше.
The rod speaks of authority.
Посох или жезл говорит о авторитете.
How much authority do you have?
Сколько власти и авторитета ты имеешь?
All authority.
Весь авторитет.
Matthew 28:18.
Матфея 28,
said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and earth.
На небе,
go therefore.
Поэтому идите.
You know how you can tell how much authority somebody has?
Знаете, как можно сказать, сколько у кого-то авторитета?
You look at their keys.
Посмотрите на их ключи.
And you look at their wallet.
И также посмотрите на их кошелек.
Your keys.
Ваши ключи.
Are the keys of the kingdom.
Это ключи царства.
They're the keys that will loose down here.
Те ключи, которые откроют что-то здесь, это то, что уже открыто там. Эти ключи, которые связывают здесь, то, что уже связано там. Эти ключи даны тем, которые знают не о нем, но которые знают, что Он Христос. Они имеют откровение больше, чем человек, который проповедует им, что Он Иисус Христос. Они имеют это внутренних свидетельство, что мы все имеем. В один день, когда свет включился, и ты сказал, ты Христос.
You're the Son of the Living God.
Ты Сын Живого Бога.
I'll give my life to you.
Я отдам тебе мою жизнь.
You've been given every key.
Тебе даны все ключи.
To open every door.
Открыть все двери.
Go forward.
Иди вперед.
He said in verse 17.
Indeed,
I will harden the hearts of the Egyptians, and they shall follow them. So I will gain honor over Pharaoh and over all his army, his chariots and his horsemen.
Я сделаю египтян упрямыми, они пойдут за ними. Я прославлюсь в победе фараона и его войска с его колесницами и всадниками.
Verse 19. And the angel of God, who went before the camp of Israel, moved and went behind them, and the pillar of cloud went from before them and stood behind them.
Ангел Бога, который шел перед израильским войском, пошел позади него. Облачный столб также передвинулся со своего места и оказался позади них.
See, up until this point,
видите, до этого момента,
they had to be led like a child.
Их нужно было водить как ребенка.
Come with me.
Пошли со мной.
Come with me. I'll show you the way.
Со мной, я покажу тебе путь.
Now,
сейчас
they're beginning to rise up as sons.
Они начинают подниматься как сыновья.
And the angel and the cloud came.
И ангел и облако
got behind them.
Стали за ними.
And began to be a wind at their back.
И это стало ветром
сзади
них. Они начали быть
поддержкой. The glory of God began to be their rear guard, like it says in Isaiah 52:12.
Исайя 52 говорит, что есть охрана сзади.
Verse
21.
Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea.
Моисей простер руку над морем.
And the Lord caused the sea to go back.
А Господь всю ночь отгонял море.
By a strong east wind.
Сильным восточным ветром.
All that night.
Всю эту ночь.
And made the sea into dry land.
И превратил его в сушу.
And the waters were divided.
Воды разделились.
So the children of Israel.
Израильтяне.
Went into the midst of the sea.
Пошли через море.
On dry ground.
Как по суше.
And the waters were a wall to them.
Одна стена воды стояла.
On the right.
У них справа.
And to the left.
Другая слева.
Moses took the authority that he'd been given.
Моисей взял ту власть, которую ему дана была.
And in response to what God had told him to do.
В ответ то, что Бог сказал ему делать. Он протянул этот жезл.
And the waters of impossibility.
И воды невозможности.
Parted before him.
Разделились перед ним.
It's time that we begin to take the word of faith.
Время нам пришло взять слово веры, которое в нашем сердце.
And in our mouth.
В наших устах.
And the rod of God that's in our hands.
Также жезл Бога, который в нашей руке.
And begin to stretch out the rod and the authority.
Протягивать жезл авторитета.
And activate the authority you've been given.
Активизировать эту власть, которая нам дана, когда мы говорим к этим невозможным ситуациям, этим водам, этим горам, увидеть, чтобы горы
разделились,
и также, чтобы вода разделилась, увидеть, как враг
истребился,
и мы перешли по морю, как по сухой земле. Аминь.
The fourth question the Lord asked
me
is, what's in your house? Turn with me to 2 Kings 4.
Давайте откроем 4 Царство.
And this is the last point of teaching tonight.
Последняя часть учения сегодня.
And then we're going to move into a time of ministry.
И потом мы будем двигаться в служение, служение передачи.
Second Kings 4.
Четвертое царство 4.
Sorry. A certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying,
Жена одного ученика пророков кричала Елисею,
Your servant, my husband, is dead.
Твой слуга, мой муж, умер.
And you know that your servant feared the Lord.
И ты знаешь, что он чтил Господа.
And the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slaves.
А теперь его взаимодавец пришел, чтобы забрать обоих моих мальчиков в рабство.
You see, Moses had to overcome a fear of failure.
Видите, Моисею нужно было перейти страх потери или
проигрыша.
Он стоял там между армией Египта и водой.
Thinking, God,
думал, Бог,
I've come this far,
я пришел так далеко,
and I'm gonna fail.
И сейчас я проиграю.
This woman,
эта женщина,
had a fear of finances.
Она имела страх финансов.
She's like, God,
она говорит, Бог,
my husband was loyal.
Мой муж, он был верный.
He served the prophet.
Он служил пророку.
And now he's dead.
Теперь он умер.
And now I've got no way to provide for my family.
А теперь я никак не могу позаботиться за
But how many of you know, when you feel like you've run out,
кто из вас знает, что вы, когда вы чувствуете, что все закончилось, Бог только начинает.
When you feel like you're at the end of yourself,
когда ты чувствуешь, что ты дошел до конца,
you're at the beginning of God.
В начале, только в начале
Come
Бога.
Come on. There is an anointing here for a shift in thinking. How many of you could feel what just came into the room?
Для передвижения. Кто из вас почувствовал, что
There really is a grace right now for our minds to begin to be renewed, to not look at what we have in the natural, or rather look at what we do not have, but instead to look at what we have as a catalyst to bring us into what we need. Are you with me? So Elisha said to her, What shall I do for you? See, she was coming to him, wanting him to fix her problem. How many of us have a problem?
And
we come to pastor.
Мы приходим к пастору.
And we say, Pastor, I've got a problem.
Пастор, у меня проблема.
He says, What do you want me to do?
Он говорит, что ты хочешь, чтобы я сделал?
It's not pastor's job to fix the problem.
Не работа пастора, чтобы он исправил свою проблему.
It's us coming to the Lord.
Это мы должны прийти к Господу.
And finding in God.
И найти в Боге.
The resource for our need.
Ресурсы нашей нужды.
Amen.
Аминь.
But this isn't a new thing.
Но
it's been going on for thousands of years.
Это происходит уже тысячи лет.
He said, "What shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house?"
Скажи мне, что у тебя дома.
Before she could answer from a place of lack,
перед тем, как она могла ответить из своей нищеты,
he pointed her to what she had.
Он показал ей то, что
what
она имела.
Was in her power to do.
Что было в ее силе сделать.
He said, tell me, what do you have in your house?
Скажи мне, что у тебя есть дома?
And she said, your maidservant
она говорит, твой служанка
has nothing in the house.
Ничего нет.
But
но
a jar of oil.
Лишь горшок масла.
Some of us are living on the wrong side of but.
Некоторые из нас живем на неправильной стороне слова
you gotta get over the but.
«но». Нам нужно перейти через это «но».
Get away from the nothing.
Отойти от
start living in the oil.
И жить в вилле, в масле.
See, her focus was, I've got nothing,
у нее был фокус. У меня нет ничего.
But a jar of oil.
Но вот только горшок масла.
In Proverbs 21:20,
притча 21:20,
it says that there's oil,
сказано, что есть
and treasure,
и сокровище,
and the dwelling of the wise. And the dwelling of the house of the wise.
В доме мудрых.
Let me tell you, there's nothing more precious
нет ничего больше
than the oil.
Прекрасного, чем
the anointing.
Помазание.
The anointing breaks every yoke.
Помазание
самое. It destroys every burden.
Твердыню.
It meets every need.
И
it opens every door.
Каждую дверь.
It multiplies every fish.
Умножает каждую
every
рыбу,
bread.
Каждый хлеб.
It brings gold coins into fish's mouth.
Золотые монеты
it raises
в рыбах,
the dead.
Воскрешает
it опens the blind eyes.
Открывает глаза
it causes
слепым,
the deaf to hear.
Так,
it causes
слышит,
the lame to rise.
И также хромые встают.
Oil is our most precious commodity.
Масло или олей — это самое дорогое, что мы имеем.
I have nothing.
Мне нет ничего.
But a jar of oil.
Но лишь горшок масла.
And if we can begin to see tonight.
Если мы сможем видеть сегодня.
What's in our house?
Что в нашем доме?
What's in our hands?
Что в нашей руке?
What's in our mouth?
Что в наших устах?
And what's in our heart?
И что в нашем сердце?
And live from that place.
И жить с этого места.
We can see ourselves relit.
Мы увидим, как мы зажжемся заново, возобновимся и зажжемся опять.
Because what squelches our flame.
Потому что что
is when we begin to look at.
Тушит наше пламя — это когда мы смотрим.
What's not in our heart?
А что не в нашем сердце?
What's not in our mouth?
Что не в наших
What's not in our hands? Or what's in someone else's hands that's not in ours?
А что у кого-то в руках, и это не наше?
Or the nothing that's in our house?
Или то, что у нас ничего нет дома?
How many of you know?
Кто из вас знает?
When your focus becomes lack,
когда ты фокусируешься на свой недостаток,
you become lacking in all things.
Ты тогда имеешь недостаток во всех вещах.
And tonight,
сегодня вечером,
we need to shift our thinking.
Нам нужно поменять наше мышление.
From this little light of mine,
с этого маленького света моего,
to this big old burning bush that I am.
Это большой, большой, большой огонь, который я.
We are walking,
мы ходим,
living coals.
Мы ходячие живые.
We are living lampstands.
Угли и светильник.
We are carriers of fresh oil.
Мы носим на себе свежий
Where the fire of God rests.
Огнем Бога.
Where the flame of God remains.
Где он живет?
The Lord is looking for living lampstands.
Господь ищет живых
Those
светильников,
who would trim
тех,
their wicks
будут,
and keep their oil.
Следить за своими елеями, также за своим витилем.
So what did Elisha tell her to
Что Елисей сказал ей сделать?
He said, go borrow vessels.
Ступай попроси соседей.
From everywhere.
Пустых сосудов.
From all your neighbors.
Со всех соседей.
Empty vessels.
Набери их.
Do not gather just a few.
И не только чуть-чуть.
And when you have come in,
набери их побольше.
You shall shut the door behind
Потом
you.
Войди и
and
собой,
your sons. And then pour into all those vessels.
Двери.
And set aside the full ones.
И наполни сосуды, оставляй их в сторону.
If you remember earlier,
Если помните еще раньше,
we talked about allowing the love of God to come into our heart.
Мы говорили о том, как позволить свет Бога, чтобы
And allowing that love of God to come out of our heart.
Любовь Бога также вышла из нашего сердца.
We talked about this morning.
Мы говорили также
Not just feeding our belly,
не только
but letting our belly
наше чрево,
feed the
restaurant.
There's something about finding the empty
насчет того, когда ты находишь что-то пустое,
in your neighbors,
допустим, соседи,
in your family,
в семьях,
and in your friends,
и также в друзьях,
and not calling those things as they are,
и называть их так, как они есть,
but saying I've got something for that.
Сказать, я имею что-то для
The Lord
этого.
Has given me something.
Господь дал мне что-то.
That I can invest.
Что я могу вложить.
To see transformation.
Что увидеть трансформацию.
A word of hope.
Слово надежды.
A prophetic word of exhortation.
Пророческое слово ободрения.
Something that will cause life to come.
Что-то, что позволит жизни прийти.
In a dead situation.
В мертвой ситуации.
Sometimes it's financial.
Иногда это финансы.
Like with this lady.
Допустим, как с этой женщиной.
As she went to grab empty vessels.
Она пошла.
Not just a few.
Собирала эти сосуды.
It said that each of the vessels she poured into.
Сказано, что в каждый сосуд, который она наливала,
and began to fill,
они начинали наполняться.
And the truth was,
и истина,
she didn't have a little bit of oil.
Она не имела только
She had a lot of oil.
Она имела очень много масла.
But only a little faith.
Но только мало веры.
And all of a sudden,
и внезапно,
when her faith,
когда ее вера,
lined up with the supply of oil,
сравнялась с Елеем, который был,
she began to see how limitless
она начала видеть, как
her oil was.
Действительно, ее елей безлимитный.
The same thing is true with spiritual gifts,
так же самое это истина с духовными дарами, с помазанием,
and even finances.
И также с финансами.
How many know Philippians 4?
Кто из вас знает Филиппийцам 4?
It says that God is able to meet all of our needs,
сказано, что Бог может
according to his riches,
благословить нас
in glory.
В наших нуждах через
Does the glory have
Слава имеет
a certain bank account cap?
Какую-то крышку, как высоко он может пойти?
No, it doesn't.
Нет.
The glory is limitless.
Слава не имеет лимита.
And this woman in this moment
И эта женщина в этот момент
was beginning to live from the glory.
Она начинала жить из славы.
So she went from him
Она пошла
and shut the door behind her
и закрыла дверь
and
за
her
собой.
Sons
за всеми сыновьями,
who brought the vessels to her
они поднесли ей
and
сосуды,
she poured it out.
И она наливала.
She began to take all that she had left
она взяла все, что она имела,
and as she began to pour it out
начала заливать
thinking she may have nothing left
и думая, что у нее ничего не останется.
The truth is
Но правда,
she did not have nothing left
то, что у нее ничего
But she
не
had an abundance for every good work.
Но у нее было еще и больше на каждое хорошее дело.
It says now when it came to pass,
и сказано, что
when the vessels were full,
когда сосуды были заполнены,
that she said to her son,
она сказала сыну,
bring me another vessel.
Дай мне еще один.
And he said to her,
он ответил,
there is not another vessel.
Ни одного сосуда больше
so
нет.
So the oil ceased.
И масло перестало течь.
Then she came,
она пошла,
and told the man of God,
и рассказала Божьему человеку.
And he said, go sell the oil.
Он сказал, пойди и продай масло. И расплатись долгами. А на то, что останется, ты сыновьями сможешь жить. Ты будешь жить из того, что останется. И некоторые из нас, мы живем в долгах. У нас есть нужды. Давайте я вам скажу. Ответ — это не еще одна работа. Или еще, что вам платили
больше.
Это правильное распоряжение этим маслом, которое у вас есть.
Amen.
Amen.
In Luke
6:38,
Jesus said, "Give,
сказал,
and it will be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men pour into your bosom." There's something about
и что-то насчет
when we begin to water what God is doing,
этого, когда мы начинаем поливать то, что
that
Бог
He begins to water
делает,
what we're doing.
И он тогда начинает поливать то, что мы делаем.
In Proverbs 11:24, it says, "There is one who scatters,
сказано, тот, который,
yet increases,
раздает, но у него множается.
And then there is one who withholds more than is right,
тот, который одерживает больше, чем ему нужно,
and it leads to poverty."
И у него бедность.
Andre spoke this morning,
Андрей говорил сегодня утром,
about people who have prayed prayers for financial blessing.
Людей, которые молились о молитве финансового благословения.
They get their blessing,
они получают благословение.
And they're off.
И их нету.
How much is more than is right?
Как насчет?
When it says that there is one who withholds more than is right,
сказано, если кто-то удерживает больше, чем ему надо, и это его приводит к бедности.
It's the penny,
это копейка.
That causes us to no longer lean into him. To no longer trust him.
Теперь больше мы ему не доверяем.
To no longer draw near to him.
Не подходим к нему ближе.
And then in verse 25,
и стих 25,
it says, he who waters,
сказано, тот, который поливает,
will himself be watered.
Его также будут поливать.
The first word water there,
первое слово,
is the Hebrew word yara,
для воды, это еврейское слово yara,
which is a picture of like a man with a hose,
это картина человека,
watering a garden.
Шлангом он поливает огород.
It's translated as to fill,
переводится как заполнить,
or to satiate,
или переполнить,
abundantly.
Сильно много воды.
Yeah,
переполнить.
Big on bubbles. Then the second word, water,
второе слово, вода,
is the word rava.
Rava.
And it is the pointing of the finger.
Это когда указывает
палец. The releasing of arrows.
Высвобождение стрел.
It also is a picture of rain from heaven.
Это также картина дождя с неба.
So what we're seeing here,
это то, что мы видим здесь,
and in the life of this widow,
из жизни этой
вдовы, is there something we can do here on earth,
что-то мы можем здесь делать на земле,
with the supply,
с этим, приходом,
both spiritual,
духовным,
and natural,
и натуральным,
that we've been given,
который нам дан,
that unlocks something in heaven,
открывает что-то на небе,
that causes a blessing to pour out,
позволяет благословению.
That is too great for us to contain.
Это сильно много для нас.
That's what happened to that woman with the jar of oil. The blessing of oil was greater than she could contain.
Было намного больше, чем она могла вместить.
So it began to overflow into the lives of her neighbors,
жизни ее соседей,
and into her city,
и ее города.
When her faith,
когда ее вера,
lined up,
выровнялась,
with the supply of her oil,
с прибылью ее масла.
Amen.
Аминь.
And tonight,
сегодня вечером,
we're going to contend.
Мы будем,
we're going to have a fire service.
Молиться, у нас будет служение огня.
We're going to get ready to have impartation.
Приготовляемся иметь передачу.
And I want to call out the rest of these words
of knowledge
and pray for
these conditions. За эти проблемы.
But before we do,
перед тем, как мы это
we're going to go ahead and receive an offering.
Мы сделаем пожертвование, соберем
that way, if people need to leave,
таким образом, если
they
вам
feel like they can,
уходить,
I would encourage you to stay for the impartation.
Кстати, я хочу, чтобы вы остались для передачи.
In my book,
моей книге,
the impartation is greater than the offering.
Передача, это,
but
это
I also know, in the Lord's book,
в книге Господа,
the offering
приношение,
is often what opens up the impartation.
Это часто то, что открывает передачу.
You are not buying anything from God.
Вы не покупаете ничего от Бога.
There's nothing to motivate me. Trust me.
У меня также ничего нет, верьте мне.
But Jesus said, where your treasure is,
ну, Иисус сказал, где ваше
there your heart is also.
Там также и ваше сердце.
Amen.
Аминь.
We're going to go ahead and place the vessels up front, the baskets up front.
Также.
And if you need an envelope,
положим,
raise your hand.
Здесь,
If you're making out checks, you can make them out to Transformation Center. And as soon as we receive this, we're going to go into the Word of Knowledge. We're going to pray for everyone here who is sick. And if you need a miracle, write that miracle on your envelope. Place a demand. I'm a big believer in putting our need out there. James says, you have not because you ask not. We have needs, but if we keep our needs to ourselves, come on, there's something about putting it out there in faith. What is it that you're believing God for tonight? What is the jar of oil that you've been given? And then we're going to begin to move into the miraculous. We're going to move into that impartation. Amen? Шакабаба. Maybe we can have the band come up.
Можно команду прославления?
We want to give everybody some time to pray about their offering.
Мы хотим дать время всем, чтобы они помолились.
Awkward silence, right? You talk about money, everybody's like.
Приношение. Как только говоришь о
деньгах, talk about like impartation.
Только говоришь о передаче, все кричат приношение.
I understand.
Я понимаю.
Listen. You've got to get past the fact that, listen, no one is trying to get anything from you. He's trying to get something to you. All right? His flowers don't need your water as much as you need his rain. Are you with me? We are opening up something in the Lord. You're not going to a meal and just getting what you pay for. We're looking for a thousandfold increase. We're looking for the Lord to do something for us that we cannot do for ourselves. Amen?
Oh,
you okay, little one? Bless her. Bless her, Lord. How many of you want the Lord to do something for you tonight that you can't do for yourself? Every breakthrough in my life has always been preceded by a radical act of generosity. We spoke this morning out of Acts 10 how Cornelius' generosity and his prayers came up to heaven, and his generosity and his intercession came together in a way that caused a memorial in heaven for an outpouring of the Spirit. There is something in our giving away that opens up our receiving. Let me read to you one verse or one series of verses from Philippians 4 and the Amplified. Amplified Russian? Really? It's awesome in the Amplified. Ask me if I want to rate the app. Not now. I know. Yeah. It's loading.
Оно загружается.
God loves Apple.
Бог любит Apple.
All right, I want to read to you what Paul said of Philippian generosity.
Что Павел говорил насчёт.
He said, "I rejoiced." Uh-oh, it jumped up. There we go, boom. We'll start verse 10. Okay, here, verse 12. I know how to be abased and live humbly in straitened circumstances. And I also know how to enjoy plenty and live in abundance. I have learned in any and all circumstances the secret of facing every situation, whether well-fed or going hungry, having all sufficiency and enough to spare, or going without and being in want. I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. But it was right and commendable and noble of you to contribute for my needs and to share my difficulties with me. And you Philippians yourself will know that in the early days of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me and opened up a debit and credit account in giving and receiving except you only. How many of you know ATM didn't start with the banks? It started with heaven. Paul said there was a debit and credit account that we can open up, and our giving and our receiving. And he said it was those who would open up those types of accounts with him that could begin to withdraw from his glory when they have need of it. And so I want to pray over everyone who is given tonight and every family that is represented here, Lord, that there be a release of the debit and credit account of heaven. Lord, that no need would go unmet. And Lord, that they would have an abundance for every good work. Lord, I ask that you would supernaturally cancel debt,
аннулировал всякий долг,
release divine favor,
высвободил все естественное благоволение в финансах,
in promotion,
in
unexpected money being received,
деньги, которые можно внезапно прийти по почте, чеки,
raises,
также повышение зарплаты,
supernatural deposits into our natural account, a blessing on our house and our homes and our automobiles and all of our stuff, that the devourer would not try to eat our seed, but that you would rebuke him and give us an abundance for every good work. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Go ahead and move into ministry.
Давайте войдем в служение сейчас.
And just so you know,
что вы знали,
we don't live by meetings. We used to.
Мы раньше так делали.
But we've actually been sitting out for a long season.
Но, кстати, мы сидели длинный сезон.
And we've been in a place.
Мы были в таком месте.
Of learning the goodness of God to us,
где мы изучали благодать Бога для нас,
and the love of our Heavenly Father,
и любовь нашего небесного Отца.
And so I want to tell you, when you give tonight,
я хочу сказать, когда вы дадите,
you're not giving to me.
Вы даете мне.
You're giving to your heavenly account.
Вы даете ваш небесный счет.
A debit and credit account.
Debit и кредит счет.
That you can withdraw from.
Которую вы потом можете снимать.
I withdraw from my account.
Я могу снимать.
You withdraw from your.
Вы снимаете своего.
But when we face a situation in life,
но когда мы встречаемся с ситуацией,
we're not just supposed to go online.
Нам не нужно идти просто.
Look at what our account says.
По интернету смотри, что говорит наш счет.
We must lift our eyes.
Нам нужно поднять наши глаза.
And set our eyes on things that are above.
И смотреть на то, что выше.
And begin to draw from that heavenly place. Into this earthly realm.
Небесного мира.
Amen.
В этот мир. Аминь.
Amen.
Аминь.
I kept feeling a numbness in my hands, like it could be an arthritis, but there's definitely like a nerve damage. I felt it more in my left hand than in my right. But I want you to come up right now if you have any type of numbness in the hand, feeling specifically in my left. Come on up. The numbness. And I'm going to call out several conditions, and if you could just go ahead and line up on the blue line. And we'll go ahead and have all the numbness together to my right.
Все, у кого не мои руки, встаньте все вот.
The Lord began to speak to me in my hotel room about these conditions, and I'm going to start calling out conditions
for the
sake of time, and we're going to kind of line up in order. So we'll have all the nerve all the way down. Keep sliding down. Next, asthma, shortness of breath.
Астма, также проблемы с дыханием.
There are those who've been diagnosed with asthma, and then there are those just that shortness of breath.
У вас может быть астма, и также у вас нехватка дыхания.
Where you feel like something is sitting on your chest.
Вы чувствуете, что что-то сидит у вас на груди.
I want you to come on down to the
queue. Чтобы вы вышли из литовой.
Maybe you guys could just come on down the hallway.
Чтобы подвинули чуть-чуть вот до конца линии.
Are you asthma, shortness of breath? Okay, yep, the other side.
Ты астма, встань вот.
The right now, the hands, right here. There, all the way to the blue line, ma'am. Hey, we all. You're awesome. This is just going to help us to administrate
it. Это поможет нам потом во время служения.
All right. I had a catch on the right side, almost like a catch in the neck, to where you turn your neck and sometimes it locks up on you.
Также с правой стороны, если у вас иногда когда вы поворачиваетесь, выходите.
Also, I know we spoke about the right knee earlier. That's you, the catch in the right knee, right in the right side.
То есть с правой стороны, да?
I just pray for you now. As soon as you stood up, I saw the glory of the Lord on you.
Когда встала, я видел славу Бога на тебе. Мне нужно за тебя помолиться сейчас.
Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, loose that right now in Jesus' name. Loose that catch. There's also, we talked about the right knee earlier.
Мы говорили о правом колене раньше.
But there's ligament damage in the left knee.
Даже проблема с сухожилием в левом колене.
Come on down if it's you with the left knee. I also felt like there's somebody here.
Я также чувствую, здесь кто-то есть.
And you've got a stabbing pain.
У вас есть колючая боль.
In the arch of your right foot.
А также в правой подушке правой ноги.
But it's a stabbing pain in the arch of your right foot.
Прямо в подушке ноги.
Also, there's reproductive issues in both men and women.
Также проблема с органами.
In Deuteronomy 7:12-15,
зачатие это мужчина
и женщина. It said there would not be one barren among you.
В Второзаконии сказано, что не было ни одного, который не имел, не мог были бесплодные между вами.
The Lord said to be fruitful.
Господь сказал иметь
плод. And multiply.
И умножаться.
And so we're going to break barrenness.
И мы сломаем это бесплодие.
How's your neck feel? How's your neck feel? That good. That's awesome. Jesus. There's a gripping pain.
И также есть боль.
In the back.
Которая хватает в спине.
And right shoulder area.
В правом плече.
It's wrapped around. I'm going to show you on this, dear sister.
Я
right
покажу вам
here.
На этой сестре. Вот здесь.
It's almost like a ball right here.
Как будто шар.
What? You got that right there? No. Yeah. But it's there's somebody here.
Есть кто-то.
Lord, right now. Okay, is her over there? Gotcha. And I'm just going to call out all these for the sake of time, then we'll go ahead and minister.
Буду называть их из-за времени, быстренько.
I also felt macular degeneration.
Я также вижу проблему с глазами.
Somebody here, you've got macular. I feel like you're an older lady.
Потеря зрения, это вы более старшая женщина.
There's also someone here with the right optic nerve and retina.
Также проблема с нервом правом глазе.
Floaters. Yeah, floaters. It's a degenerative condition. There's also someone here, and I think you're a woman. You've got a growth under the right armpit.
Я так знаю, это женщина. У вас какой-то нарост в правой.
It's a tumor or some sort of cyst.
Подмышкой. Это может быть как
нарост. Under the right armpit.
Под правой вот подмышкой здесь, с правой стороны.
If that's you, come on up.
Если это вы, выходите.
We're gonna pray for that.
Помолюсь за это.
I also saw someone's lungs closing up like a butterfly.
Они закрылись как бабочка.
Where it's almost like when they breathe, their lungs kind of curl in.
Когда вы дышите, они так прям сворачиваются.
And like where it's like hard to believe it free, then they get doubled over.
Это тяжело дышать, они как будто скручиваются.
I feel like the Lord wanted to open up those lungs tonight.
Я чувствую, Господь хочет открыть эти легкие сегодня.
There's also a damage of in the L4 and the L5.
Повреждение в позвоночнике.
That's created a loss of feeling down the back of the legs and into the feet.
Из-за этого потеря чувства в ногах.
I saw a hand.
Видел руку.
And the left pinky, or the left pinky, was locked up.
Мизинец, он как будто застревал.
Like a trigger finger.
Он не мог закрыться полностью.
And so when I was praying in my room, I saw this hand.
И когда я молился, я видел эту руку.
And it was a pinky that was locked up.
Это был мизинец, и он.
If that's you, you've got that trigger finger.
Если это у вас иногда происходит, как будто он не хочет сгибаться, выходите.
In fact, if you've got any finger like that,
кстати, если у вас есть какие-то такие пальцы, которые делают это, выходите сюда.
I believe the Lord's going to release those.
Я верю, Господь высвободит это.
There's also tinnitus.
Также есть проблема.
Like a ringing in the ears.
Ушами, когда у вас там звук.
The Lord's going to cancel out the ringing in the ears.
Господь избавит вас от этого.
And I know a number of the people who are up here.
Я также знаю, что некоторые люди, которые здесь, они говорят, что у них уже есть эти проблемы.
Also, those of you who are watching online.
Смотрят через интернет.
Everything the Lord is releasing here. We're praying for a double portion to come to you as well.
Чтобы это пришло к вам также.
The Lord would release it.
Господь высвободил это.
The rotator cuff on the right side.
Также ваше плечо.
There's someone has a shoulder issue on the right
проблема.
Side.
С правой стороны. Is that you? Come on up.
Okay. And don't worry, we'll get a little bit more catchy music here in a moment.
These guys just kind of got a little jazz thing going.
We'll get something we can war with in a
minute.
We're just kind of like, hey, baby. It's like some Barry White or something. Well, Isaac Hayes. I like it, though. It's good.
Yeah, it's awesome.
There you go. We're getting there. I also felt like there are hearts here that have blockages, and the Lord was going to open up the ventricles and the arteries in the heart. I also felt like there was somebody here with a heart condition that was like a twerp. It was like a twerp, like it made like almost like a sound, like a twerp, like a seizing heart, like a heart seizing.
Сердце, которое прямо как будто захватывает, что-то с ним не то.
Felt like the Lord wanted to heal high blood pressure, triglycerides,
problems,
urinary tract infections. This is the weird one. Someone's here tonight, you've got a fallen bladder. It's a female. And your bladder has fallen. And the Lord's
going
to raise that up. Also, I feel like there's somebody here tonight that's going to get a new liver. There's been and this is a guy, there's been a popping in the hip and growing area.
There's
almost like a joint pain in the growing area right here. There's been like a popping. The Lord's going to heal that tonight. And also, cervical dysplasia. I feel like there's some women here tonight that have been diagnosed with cervical dysplasia. Lord's going to heal that condition.
Мог исцелить это также.
Thyroid,
также
hypothyroid,
с железой.
Chronic fatigue,
хроническая усталость,
фибромиалгия, and arthritis,
нервами артрит,
all kinds.
Всякий артрит.
All right, sir. These everybody up here. Anyone else have any of those conditions?
Эти вещи, которые я назвал.
If you do, come down now.
Выходите сейчас.
We're gonna pray for these.
Мы помолимся за эти.
And after we pray for these,
и когда мы помолимся,
I'm gonna invite Lana to come up with the band.
Мы позовем Светлану.
We'll go ahead and get sick. If Lana's able to, let's just thank God for Lana. She just really pours it out every time. I mean. You guys really don't know the gift you have here.
Вы не знаете дар, который вы имеете здесь.
I've been all around the world.
Я был по всему миру.
In different churches.
В разных церквах.
And I thank God for worship in every genre.
Я благодарю Бога за прославление каждого жанра.
And I'll tell you, there's just something special about transformation.
Я говорю, что-то особенное насчет центра трансформации.
There really is none other.
Нет.
So let's begin to stretch out our hands to these. And as we stretch out our hands to these, we're beginning to open up something in the atmosphere for your impartation, for your outpouring. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, right now we speak, Lord, to the brave. In the name of Jesus, to be completely restored. Right now, we speak to nerve endings. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we speak to all of the nervous system right now. Be recreated. We speak a reversing of all of the effects of the shock and the treatment right now. In the name of Jesus, we speak a strengthening of the body, the strengthening of the ligaments and the knees, the nervous system right now. Strength and wholeness in the brain. Thank you. have her go to the restroom and check that cyst.
Thank you.
Where to go? Hey, man, there's some joy to get ready to lock up in here. Come on now. How many of you want the fire we talked about tonight?
Yes.
And we're also,
также,
I know there's probably some people here,
знаю, люди,
who say, hey, listen,
скажут,
I've got some stuff in my body I need healed,
вещи,
that you didn't call out, and guess what? It's okay. He knows the things we have need of. And the fire takes care of all. Amen. So we're going to have you come on up and line up on the blue line. And I gave a lot of special requests because we are a new generation rising up. Come on. We're going to begin to proclaim this. We're going to begin to sing this.
There's a new generation rising up. There's a new generation rising up. There's a new generation rising up in power. There's a lasting army rising up. There's a lasting army rising up.
would say. Like Forrest Gump would say.
Как говорил бы Форрест Гамп.
That's all I have to say about that.
Это все, что я могу сказать насчет этого.
Guys, I just really want to thank you.
Ребята, я хочу поблагодарить вас.
From the bottom of my heart.
Глубины моего
сердца. For the place that you've made in your heart.
Потому что вы сделали место в вашем сердце для меня.
For my family.
Для моей семьи.
When we come here.
Чтобы я пришел сюда.
It's like coming home.
Это приходить как сюда, это как приходить домой.
And we bless you.
И мы благословляем, мы благословляем. Помахайте в эту камеру, скажите Тине и ребятам им спокойной ночи.
We love you, baby.
Мы любим
тебя. I'll be home tomorrow.
Я буду дома завтра.
I love you guys. Good night.
Я люблю вас, ребята.
Give the Lord a shout.
Воздайте славу Богу.
Pray for you and Ina.
Господь, мы жаждем видеть Твой свет. Мы жаждем видеть Твой огонь. Господь, двигайся в нашем поколении, Бог. Двигайся в нашем поколении, Бог.
Они были с дырочками вот так.
И каждый палец.
И ноги, руки. Нырки начало все там вливаться. being poured in there.
I know what it was. That God decided to do.
Started the writing with a nail. I don't understand what it is. And from here, fire came out. I was
so healing.
What happened?
Back problem. And when I fell, I felt like it was a back.
So when you fell, your back went pop, 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 and lined up. Pop, 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 pop. Line it up, God. What happened with you?
My back, I mean, my shoulder was hurting.
Not in the shoulder.
I could not drive. I was using one hand to do it. And now I feel
good. Oh, yeah! Come on, Jesus!
On Friday, he started praying for healing.
I saw my knee. Are we still streaming right now? Those of you who are streaming, start checking out your body. There really is a tangible, transferable healing anointing that is coming out of this place. Start checking out your body. Start doing something you couldn't do before. And email us your testimonies right now.
3 years ago, in my neck, шея, плечи, все вот здесь с правой стороны тянуло. Все время болело.
Три года.
После аварии было
боль.
Больше нету.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, ma'am.
Friday we were praying about the pancreas and kidneys.
Я не могла совсем пить кофе.
I couldn't drink coffee.
No.
The next day, I drank 2 cups of coffee.
Come on.
No consequences.
They're awesome. This weather, you got to have coffee.
Oh! Not that we speak coffee. I received healing my sciatic nerve. It was like pulling down. It's gone. I had like a asthmatic, some sort of a breathing problem. It was hard for me to breathe. When I was at the service, I felt that it was hard to breathe because of the heart. Everything's gone.
But now, and now you can dance.
Сейчас можешь танцевать.
Hey! Anybody else can heal? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, right. Scoliosis?
Yeah, I have scoliosis.
Не было сколиосис.
I can't feel it.
You сейчас не чувствуешь.
That feels great now, huh? Come on, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Anybody else? Yes, ma'am.
Knees were hurting for like third week now. I was embarrassed to come out front. I know. Now when we were singing the last song, I started jumping, and I felt the fire come, and the knees are so much better.
Amen. See, that's what happens. A lot of times you don't even know. You got healed until you start doing something you couldn't do before.
It's gone.
The tightness in your chest is gone. Praise God. The anxiety goes with it. Yes, ma'am.
Шея болела, все время голова болела.
Наши судьбы. You feel good?
Чувствуешь себя классно?
You feel good? You look good. You look like you're feeling good. Praise God. Hey! Come on, let's give God the glory. Come on, pull up the jam. Pull up the jam. Мы хотим видеть славу, воскресенье, исцеление, чудеса. Мы ждем новое.
I've always wanted to come to a Russian dance party. Anybody else, check out your body to see if you're healed. Anybody else can do something you couldn't do before. Back. Pinch nerve. Awesome. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Anyone else? Start checking out your body. Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a shout. Come up the jam. Sorry, we got another testimony. You guys remember our buddy?
Yeah.